All right. Well, good afternoon. We'll see how this goes here. We'll give you a few minutes to get on here and see who comes on here for this. But I let some folks know, a few folks know that I'd be on doing this today. Just now, I really thought about it this afternoon or this morning. And I figured, you know what, I should come on here and I should talk about this. So we'll see what happens here, how long it takes for people to get on here. And I'm sure YouTube won't like the topic that I'm talking about. So maybe they'll just bury it down in the depths of YouTube hell if they can. And we'll see what happens here. But isn't that a weird coffee cup? So weird. It's my mom's. I don't know. Joshua likes it though. It's kind of weird, but he likes it. Anyway, so got a few on board here, but we'll see who else gets on here in the next few minutes. And I'm going to show you some things about Martin Luther King that you might not know. And a lot of people think the man's a hero and all that good stuff. And well, we'll look at some of that. We'll take a look at it and see just exactly how he matches up with what the scriptures say about, you know, men of the faith and heroes of the faith and all those things. Just some eye-opening things that can be looked at and should be looked at when someone is revered like he is so much. So anyway, it's interesting stuff to say the least, but hope you're all doing fine out there. Haven't seen any comments yet, so hopefully the chat button, let's see. Oh, there it is, live chat. There we go. I don't know what happened there. That was off. So anyway, now I can see you. I couldn't see anybody before. Somebody shut the chat off. I don't know how that happened, but anyway, we'll see. But your maiden name is Luther? Some people asked you. That's funny. Well, we got 17 people on, so we'll give a few minutes here and then we'll let her wail. And I don't mean Big Whale, wherever he is. Pray for Big Whale. I think he's taking care of his mother. This ain't going to be something black folks are going to want to hear. Well, it should be, because boy, I like it when people tell me the truth. I hate it when people lie to me. Right? But I'm just going to tell you the truth about it. I'm not even going to get into really the political scene. All right? I'm not going to get into like the political aspects of it a lot. I will a little bit. I might touch on it a little bit. But my beef with him is a Bible beef, which would translate into everything, right? That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about, Andrea. I like the truth too as well, but that's when you get called a coon. Hey, funny, you want to hear something? My nickname when I was a kid, they used to call me Coonskin. Called me Coonskin. That's funny. Oh. Isn't that something? Yes, the gray matches the gray in my beard and the white in my beard. Now, here's something that I did some studying on today. I started this series, it's just for me right now, in Proverbs. And the series in Proverbs is words of wisdom from Proverbs. And I was studying in there about the old man. Not the old man like, you know, the one that's not renewed, but as an old man, a man. And I'm only 45. I got a lot of ways to go, Lord willing. But anyway, I was doing some studying about that and ran across a lot of things. It was really interesting, to say the least. But yep, never fun when the wife is sick. That's true. Very true. Well, there's 22 people on, so I'll give it some time here. Just a few more minutes here. Hope you all had a good weekend. I just uploaded the sermon from Sunday morning on YouTube. So some of you may have watched it live a few minutes ago. That was on there. So I hope that was a blessing to you and a help to you. But Joe McDonald. By the way, Pastor Hoggard is doing better. Thank you for the prayers for him. And he's doing better, and he's looking forward to recording a PMO and a few other things here this week. So you pray for him. He said he's doing better. So praise the Lord for that. It's good to hear. All right. Well, I think it's time just to get into it. Let's talk about Martin Luther King. Now, the first thing I want to say to you is theological, biblical. Martin Luther King, when he was junior, when he was in Martin Luther King Jr., when he was in seminary in 1949, he wrote a paper called The Humanity and Divinity of Christ, of Jesus. In it, and you can find this, in it, he states that Jesus Christ was not God in the flesh. Okay? He states in it that Jesus was not God in the flesh, that Jesus was like divinity because he followed the will of God and he became closest to God as any man could by following the will of God. I'll read it to you. He said, the Orthodox attempt to explain the divinity of Jesus in terms of an inherent metaphysical substance within him seems to me quite inadequate. To say that the Christ, which already sounds like an ascended master when he talks like that, to say the Christ, whose example of living we are bid to follow, is divine in an ontological sense is actually harmful and detrimental. To invest this Christ with such supernatural qualities makes the rejoinder, oh well, he had a better chance for that kind of life than we can possibly have. In other words, one could easily use this as a means to hide behind his failures, so that the Orthodox view of the divinity of Christ is, in my mind, quite readily denied. The true significance of the divinity of Jesus Christ lies in the fact that his achievements are prophetic and promissory for every true son of man who is willing to submit his will to the will and spirit of God. Christ was to be only the prototype of one among many brothers. the appearance of such a person more divine and more human than any other and standing in closest unity at once with God and man is the most significant and hopeful event in human history. The divine quality or this unity with God was not something thrust upon Jesus from above, but it was a definite achievement through the process of moral struggle and self-abnegation. He's denying that Jesus is God. He denied that Jesus Christ was God in the flesh. He said he attained some form of divinity. He is saying that Jesus attained some form of divinity by moral self-struggle. By moral struggle. It is black liberation theology. Martin Luther King was a heretic. He was not only a damnable, he was not only a heretic, but he was a damnable heretic. He said, most of us are not willing to see the union of the human and the divine in a metaphysical incarnation. So he's denying the incarnation. He's denying the incarnation of Christ. Do you understand that? King dismisses the conception of an inherent divinity in Jesus and concludes the true significance of the divinity of Christ lies in the fact that his achievements is prophetic and promissory for every other true son of man who is willing to submit his will to the will and the spirit of God. This man was not saved. Martin Luther King is not in heaven. Martin Luther King, he's in hell. He's in hell. By the way, here's another thing. Martin Luther King. Martin Luther King Jr. He accepted the Margaret Sanger Award from Planned Parenthood. Margaret Sanger was a eugenicist. And as a eugenicist, she believed the most merciful thing a large black family could do was to put to death their baby. Planned Parenthood honored Martin Luther King. With an award, the Margaret Sanger Award. What black man in their right mind would ever receive a Margaret Sanger Award? This is what we know, my friends, as witchcraft at its highest level. That's what it is. Planned Parenthood has been out for the destruction of the black family. They were eugenicists from the beginning. They are still eugenicists. They're trying to cover up for Margaret Sanger now and act like they disavow her when their whole platform of murdering babies was built on Margaret Sanger and eugenicists. And being a eugenicist and eugenicism. All of it. The whole thing was. The whole concept of Planned Parenthood. Obviously. He was a neo-Marxist. Martin Luther King was a neo-Marxist. It's exactly what he was. He did deny the virgin birth of Christ. He denied the miracles of Christ. He denied all of those things. He wasn't a Christian. And then you have that Al-Theta King lady on Fox News saying things like, how to be more like Martin. I don't want to be like Martin. I want to be like Jesus Christ. You think I want to be like Martin Luther King? He was a womanizer who his friends even said. The night before he died, he was committing adultery with three or four women. The man was in known orgies. It goes beyond believing, Sue, that he agreed with Margaret Sanger. When I opened this video, or when I opened this teaching up, I said he openly denied the deity of Jesus Christ. He openly denied that Jesus Christ came in the flesh, that he was born of a virgin, that he lived a perfect sinless life. He denied who Jesus was. You don't get to make up your own Jesus. You don't get to make up who Jesus is. By the way, what he did was he took the Anabaptist writings. He took the Anabaptist writings. He took the writings of those and he turned everything into black liberation theology. So he made black liberation theology the gospel. Jacqueline Wright says, why does someone have to always talk about someone when they can't speak for themselves? They are speaking for themselves, sister. Let me show you something. Here's his paper. See that? He spoke for himself. He said who he thought Jesus was. That's him speaking for himself. And if you're going to be a public figure and you're going to get on there and you're going to speak for yourself, then I'm going to speak against you if you speak against Christ. And that man is not my brother. He spoke against Christ. Who cares if he did good political things? I'm a Christian first. I'm a Christian before I'm any citizens of anywhere or anything else. I'm a Christian first. He did. He spoke against Christ. He was Antichrist. And I'll tell you what, there's a lot of guys out there that are too afraid to say it. There's preachers out there too afraid to say, because he's black, that he was a stinking pervert. That he was a wicked man that preached a false gospel. They're afraid to say it. Why? Because some black dude's going to get mad at him. I don't care if you get mad at me. I don't care if you're purple and you get mad at me. I'll preach against the Smurfs. I don't care. I don't care what color he is. I don't care who he is, what color he is. It doesn't matter. It doesn't. It doesn't matter to me. Why should it? Jesus wasn't a respecter of persons. Jesus spoke against all heresy. He spoke against all evil. He spoke against governors and rulers and of every nationality of everywhere. He spoke against his own people. It doesn't matter what color someone is. It matters who Jesus Christ is. That's what matters. It matters who Jesus is. It matters that in all things he might have the preeminence. That's what matters. And it matters that he preached a false gospel. By the way, Vadi Bokum says something really good. Vadi Bokum is a Reformed Baptist preacher, a black man. And not that that matters, to be honest with you, but in the context of this, it matters. Vadi Bokum says that that he said Martin Luther King preached black liberation theology. And he said he preached it to another man that became a pastor. And that man ended up pastoring Barack Obama, who taught black liberation theology and fundamentally changed the course of the United States of America. So to act like this doesn't matter, yeah, Vadi is a good preacher, and I appreciate him. I respect the man. He's a God-fearing man. This man, Martin Luther King Jr., did he do some things for civil rights? Yeah, I think he actually kept people in control, to be honest with you. And I think when he was done, when his usefulness was done, I do believe a white power structure ran by the Pope killed him. You bet I do. You bet I do. Sure I do. Absolutely. Why wouldn't I? Absolutely. He denied the deity of Christ. He participated in trafficked women for his own pleasure. He was a staunch supporter of Planned Parenthood. Does this sound like somebody? Does this sound like somebody that you and I should lift up? He was an antichrist. Does this sound like someone that you and I should be lifting up and having a day and remembering and all these, oh, it just makes me sick. The people that celebrate this in mass the way they do, and all these political pundits that support it and all this other stuff. It's like you people can't even tell the truth. From a preacher's standpoint, we just tell the truth. I feel bad for the man that he died and went to hell. But he is in hell. If he believed what he said he believed, which I have no reason to believe that he didn't. He believed black liberation theology. He did not believe that Jesus Christ was God. He rejected who Jesus Christ was and tried to adopt some principles of who Jesus was. Right? He accepted the Margaret Sanger Award, like I talked about before, which is absolutely surprising, to be honest with you. That anyone would do that. That anyone would accept these eugenicists, wicked organizations as Planned Parenthood, who really designed for the destruction of the black family. Like they really hate him. It's another way to control black people through slavery. That's what the Liberal Party is. This is what the Democrat Party is. It's a way to control black people through a welfare system. Absolutely it is. Absolutely. But when you say things like that, you're hated for it. You're just a racist. No, I'm a realist. Because I can see it. Yeah, black liberation theology. Absolutely, was taught by the Jesuits. It's neo-Marxism. That's who Martin Luther King was. He was a neo-Marxist. And Marxism comes from the Jesuits. Marxism was first taught by the Jesuits. They are the ones that developed the system. Social justice was, the word social justice was coined by the Jesuits. So that's who those people are. You can't ignore and look past the truth about people when it comes to those things. When it comes to somebody preaching any other doctrine, let him be accursed. Right? Let him be accursed. That's what the Bible says. Let him be accursed. They preach another gospel. A social. What do you say of Jack Hyles, brother? What do I say of him? Not much. I didn't like him. I mean, God used him. I can tell you that. Souls were saved. I'm sure of that. I'm sure of that. But I don't agree with it. But I've already spoken many times about his form of fundamentalism. I don't believe in his form of fundamentalism. No, and I'm firmly against his teaching of the lack of repentance that he preached. I'm against all that. But I know men that were saved from those churches. I know men that started other churches. We come from a church that was started out of that movement. So, I mean, I know that there were real God-fearing people that are part of that. There have been men that were saved, called to preach, and sent out to do that work. And I believe they are real. But sadly, there was a lot of bad things that were taught from the Hyles movement. Real bad things. So it's unfortunate. It really is. But, you know, yes, he did. Him and Curtis Hudson. It wasn't him alone. Leno Paul said Jack Hyles redefined repentance. That's true, but it wasn't just him at all. Him alone. It was Curtis Hudson and Jack Hyles. Because, see, Curtis Hudson used the power of the sword of the Lord to... after John R. Rice died, he used the power of the Sword of the Lord, the magazine Sword of the Lord that went out to fundamentalist churches to redefine the meaning of repentance. And then him and Shelton Smith got together and edited Spurgeon's sermons and edited repentance out of his sermons. So what do you think of Paul Washer? I think he needs a King James Bible. I think he preaches the gospel. I think he's real, but I think he needs a King James Bible. That's what I think of Paul Washer. Steven Anderson was a follower of Hyles. Yes, he is. Yep, he is. Still is. That's why he doesn't believe in repentance. So, anyway... There's more you can find out about Martin Luther King. You can find out about his lascivious lifestyle, the wickedness and things. What do you think about Charles Lawson? I think he's a good, faithful man of God. That's what I think he is. Do I agree with him on some of his dispensational slants? No, I don't. But I do think he preaches the gospel, and I do believe he loves the Lord. And I believe he's a faithful man. That's what I believe about him. But I think he's a good man. From everything I know about him. Any man that'll faithfully preach the gospel for that many years has to be. Has to be. Commie Tube, how are you doing? But had anyone ever said you looked like Marcus Luttrell? I don't know who Marcus Luttrell is. I have no clue who that is. Anyway, so you know, whenever you see the world, somebody asked me, Pastor, I read the King James. Why did they use Easter? Dick Nixon, go to my teaching on sermonaudio.com/Pastor Cooley and type in Easter, and you will see my response to that. Okay? Danielle asks, how are you celebrating this holiday? It's not a holiday for me. I don't celebrate that man. He was a wicked man. Can't celebrate that man. Not at all. He preached a false gospel. Called himself a reverend and preached a false gospel. He was no Baptist. He was no true Baptist, that's for sure. He called himself a Baptist, but he wasn't. That's the danger of that. There is a very big danger. Go listen to my teaching on Easter. Rise up and look at the great cosmic light and think about it. That Easter rises every morning and moves across the sky with a kind of symphony of motion. I have no idea what you're talking about. Sounds like something weird. Elvis wasn't a cultist. Absolutely he was. He was a devil. There, Luke posted my teaching on Easter. Elvis was a Jew. Yeah, I don't think so. Sounds like a, let's see. Yeah, Elvis was an occultist. Absolutely was. Hands down. No thought about it. What are you, Beth Moore? I'm looking at Orthodoxy and I like it. What are you, Beth Moore? How could anybody like Orthodoxy? How could anybody sit around? Are you talking about like Greek Orthodox where they kiss pictures? And they bow down to statues and they call it veneration and they kiss like pictures of Mark, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. That is the weirdest stuff I've ever seen. All this is baptized Roman Catholicism. Anyway, Easter makes no sense. Bunny rabbits and eggs. That's not the Easter that the King James Bible is talking about. Anyway, you got to listen to the teaching. I can't go into it here. I don't have time. I couldn't possibly have time. But anyway, you could. So, in other words, study out who Martin Luther really is. Orthodox liturgy. What do you want to do with any liturgy for? Anything that sounds like a turd. Why would you want anything to do with that? I don't understand. Like, why? Why would you want to like sit in robes and act like you're Catholic? Why would you want to do that? That's just weird to me. Like, that's not the gospel. What gospel preacher did you ever see get up there and walk around and act like that? It's nonsense. The schism, Catholic separated from Orthodox. Whatever. They're all Catholic. And the Donatists stood outside of both of them and said, you're both wrong. Does anyone notice that a lot of stores and restaurants are closed today? Most stores in my area that used to be open on MLK Day are closed now. Yeah, Danielle, they are, because everybody has got given into the idolatry of worshiping a man that was wrong. And by the way, don't you strike it funny? Doesn't it strike you funny that all these people are like venerating this man, Martin Luther King? That's weird, isn't it? Why would all these people from both sides be doing that? Clover Bird, let me tell you something. Never mind. I'm going to try to be nice. You don't know what you're talking about. Read the Bible. You're very clueless. Okay? That's the best way I can say it. Think about it. Why would the world do that, though? Why would the world do that? Well, they would do it because they don't hate one of theirs. They hate the Lord. They hate the Bible. They hate the book. That's what they hate more than anything. It's exactly what they hate. They hate the saints. Right? They hate the saints. Anyway, good things for you to think about. Good things for you to look over, and you study out his life yourself, and you'll find that's what he believed. Just because, remember what I've been telling you, just because they say Jesus doesn't mean they're not Antichrist, because they're going to come. What I tell you Friday on our Bible study, many shall come in my name. Martin Luther King was one of them. He came in Christ's name. And he was a liar. And he was an antichrist. But he came in Christ's name. Yeah, I already said how he's bad. You can study it yourself. Go back and listen to the beginning of it. Bye-bye. That person's gone. You're not going to preach against the Bible and stick around on here. No, you preach, you tell lies about God's word, you're gone. I'm not even going to keep you on here. I'll just start getting rid of them. Kicking them off. Not going to have them preaching against God's word. Speaking against the authority of Scripture, right? Not going to do that. Anyway, you have to think about that. You have to think about why the world celebrates something. They celebrated killing Christ. They celebrated it. And they're going to celebrate it when they slay the prophets in the streets, those two witnesses. Right? They're going to celebrate that too. Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil. And that's what they do. They lift up a man that was an absolute womanizer, a neo-Marxist. He got the Margaret Sanger Award from Planned Parenthood. Margaret Sanger was a baby murdering eugenicist, and the babies that she really wanted to murder were in black families. That's just the truth. That's the truth. Right? Jackson Rowe, if you can prove me wrong, go ahead and prove me wrong. I'm just quoting what Margaret Sanger did. They even don't like to acknowledge, now Planned Parenthood doesn't like to acknowledge Margaret Sanger. They don't even like to acknowledge her now. Why? Because she's an embarrassment to them. She's an embarrassment to what they stood for. That's what witchcraft. No, it's not hypocrisy, Carrie. It's witchcraft. Here she is, or here Martin Luther King is, promoting civil rights while supporting the murder of black babies through Planned Parenthood. You see how that works? That's called witchcraft. The Jesuits do it all the time. They're duplicitous. That's what they are. They have a secret doctrine and they have an open one. That's how witchcraft works. Now, if you would like more on Margaret Sanger, if you go to my YouTube page and type in Margaret Sanger, you can find a whole documentary I preached on Margaret Sanger. If you don't want to go there and you want to go to YouTube or Sermon Audio, you can go to sermonaudio.com/Pastor Cooley, and then you can click on Margaret Sanger. And then you will find an entire teaching on, and biographical teaching on who Margaret Sanger was. Okay? And then you'll understand why would Martin Luther King ever accept an award in her name? That documentary will tell you everything that you need to know about Margaret Sanger. Who she was and what she did. Mm-hmm. Yep. And then you can put two and two together. Anyway, you look into that yourselves when you get time, and you can go look at those teachings. Pray for us. Pray for our ministry. Tomorrow's broadcast. Tomorrow's broadcast at 2 p.m. Central Time. That's from the Meeting House tomorrow. I'll be broadcasting from there. We will finish up with Jesse Duplantis' bogus journey to heaven. And we're going to talk about Jesse Duplantis' trip to the throne room of God, to the throne of God. Get a Bitcoin address. How does one get a Bitcoin address? So anyway, we will be broadcasting live tomorrow. We'll finish up that teaching there on Jesse's trip to the throne room. Leno Paul, good to see you. Been a long time friend online here. Good to see you on there. Also, pray for our ministry. We got a lot of work to do to finish our studio up. Man, I decided not to put a gym in there for, you know, I have a treadmill already, so I'm just going to use that. But I decided to make it all my office and recording studio, so I have plenty of room in there. So you pray for us. We got to build a couple walls, put some insulation in, fill some things in. Daryl's building the computer. We'll be working on it all winter here, and hopefully it'll be done by spring sometime. That's the goal. So we got a few months to work on it here. All right. So pray for us. If you want to support our ministry, you can PayPal us at salvationpreacher@gmail.com or pastorcooley@icloud.com. Or you can go to sermonaudio.com/pastorcooley. You can click on the donate button or the give button that's at the top there. That'll take you to PayPal. Or you can scroll down the page and it'll tell you how you can mail us something if you'd like to. But pray for us. All right. We appreciate it. Definitely. And more to come, Lord willing. I'm excited about all the things the Lord's teaching me and showing me through the scriptures as well. But I couldn't let this day pass. I had to say something about this because the idolatry that's connected to this man. And I could go on and on in a deep documentary type thing and all that stuff. But you don't really have to. The evidence is out there. I just don't feel that led to do it, to be honest with you. But maybe someday in the future, maybe next year, I'll do a deeper in-depth thing and be at my office and show you some things. Anyway, but you pray for us. I appreciate it. Amen. Keep preaching the gospel out there. We appreciate it. Keep preaching the gospel in Florida and all over. It's necessary. It's needed. All right. God bless you all. And we will be back, Lord willing, tomorrow afternoon.